America weekend.
Well, Roland.
Yes.
An observation from the middle of the crowd, as I stand with you all right there in the middle of that crowd. Essentially, what's going on in reality television? It also lends itself to the general sense of what's happening today in general. It applies to the news business. It applies to reality television. It applies to the nature of the business and the microphones that you and I are currently on. And that is the business of communication, either entertainment or news. I'm absolutely amazed by what these cable channels are currently putting on the air, whether it be Duck Dynasty or Boo 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 Boo, whatever the heck that was, and 2,700 Kids and Counting, and God knows what. Okay. And I happen to like some of those programs,
How about Alaska State Troopers?
It doesn't matter what it is. I happen to like some of them, pretty much the ones that are coming out of Canada with Mike Holmes and Property Brothers and so on, because they teach people how to buy, how to fix your house, the DIY network. That's some really good stuff. How to retouch up furniture, how to do it yourself, that kind of stuff. I think it's very interesting. But this other stuff is just out of left field.
That's like This Old House in this country.
Yes, exactly. And it's all good stuff. But what's fascinating, maybe I'm getting hooked up in it too. What I'm fascinated by is the human consumption of it all. The people, it's watching the human experience. And I must admit, I get hooked up in it too.
Well, you know, I'm with you. My grandchildren, who are late teens, almost 20, in college, love some of those programs.
Yes, and some of them are quite entertaining. And I got that. I love all of the America's Got Talent, that kind of stuff. That's just entertainment. It's really fun stuff, and quite interesting. I told you the story about what I did with my poor wife on that. Those two boys out of Tecumseh, wherever the heck they were from, and they were comedians, and they were the worst comedians in the world. And when he hit that kid with a sack of a flour, I went berserk. I could not stop laughing. My wife literally said, "Get out of the bedroom. We are watching you in the bedroom."
That's Abbott and Costello.
Abbott and Costello. I was absolutely. I could not be consoled. I just couldn't stop laughing. It went on for an hour. I was hurting myself. But
you know what it is. It's what the vaudeville called is slapstick.
Slapstick. And my wife said, it was a guy thing though, and women don't get it at all. I must say this, ladies, you don't get that. And it's the Three Stooges all over again, and so on and so forth. But that's interesting and fun stuff. But some of this other stuff, which really gets down to the politics of what I call the politics of interpersonal relationships, which a lot of it is dealt with family, is both deeply personal and sometimes tragic in many ways. And they've dealt with two of those issues recently on the TLC network, because there was molestation involved and other things. And that's frightfully, it's sad. And it's the kind of situation that I'm not really sure that the world has got to see on open television. However, with that said, I don't understand why we have to go that far in order to be entertaining in our business or to be informative in our business. I'm missing that point somehow. Those are my observations from the middle of the crowd, and I give it to your own.
Well, I mean,
I tossed it right in your lap.
Toss it to me, boy, in the middle of that controversial subject, I think we have to be tolerant, and we have to be the evidence of what we believe, and we have to, as Justice Learned Hands once said, we have to be tolerant of all shades of opinion, persecution of none. So, having said that, we have to, you know, we have an open society. Our society allows expression, whether we agree with it or not.
And I will defend, and I've said this before, I will defend the right of everyone to stand on that soapbox and make your statement. That is what this country is all about.
Even if it's prurient?
That's correct.
Even if it's obscene?
That is correct.
I
will defend that, because that's what our Constitution says.
I understand that, but Do we use the public airwaves?
That's my point.
Okay.
Standing on a soapbox in a park to make that statement, okay?
That's different.
That's different. Getting on the airwaves where children and others can view it, those, listen, if you're an adult and you don't agree with that, you don't watch it. That's it. You don't watch it, okay? But children will scan around the dials. Children see some of this stuff. And some of it, frankly, is lewd and I believe indecent, okay? And I'm by no means a prude. Trust me. As you know, I'm not a prude, okay? And they have a right to do that. But there's got to be some sense, and these are the people that run these cable nets, there's got to be some sense of proportion here. And I'm wondering where that proportion has been lost.
Well, if you're going to run things that are called purring, and if you're going to run things that are that might be construed to be lewd or indecent, then you do so not in children's hours.
Which is, by the
late,
way...
Late night, well, I don't know.
What they used to do, by the way. I remember on television, they would have all of these strange programs on after 12 o'clock.
Right.
Okay, and they did for the longest time.
Still do in
they
many
still
cases.
Do. And let me tell you something. Some of these programs are straight out of Looney Tunes land, okay? But they have a right to be on, and people watch them. Okay, and that's for adults, and adults, look, when that door closes in your house as an adult, you can do whatever you want. Okay, in my opinion, sexual or otherwise, you're an adult. You have a right to whatever belief or sexual gravitas you move towards. That's your opinion. That's your wife or your partner, whoever else it may be. That's your business. Watch what you want to watch. But when you are in the general public, as a major, and these are major cable systems. We're not talking about the podunk America.
We're talking about the public airwaves. But in many ways, cable systems are not subjected to the same rules and regulations that the broadcasters of the past had to adhere to.
Their utility.
Indeed.
Their utility. Okay.
Yeah.
And all they are is a carrier. They're not a producer.
Correct.
Okay. But then again, let's send it down the line to the company that orders these shows and puts these shows out. Okay. They don't do their homework on the shows. And in one particular instance, and I will not mention the show, they knew this kind of perversion was going on inside the family, yet they still ran the show.
I know what show you're
talking about. As a wholesome and healthy show. And I think that, okay, says FCC should get involved in that situation because then that particular network knew it. Okay. And yet they still put it on as a wholesome family show. And that's, as far as I'm concerned, theft of service, among other things. But the point is, that's my argument. What has happened to our business, Roland? This is a business you and I have spent all of our, the better part of our life in, okay?
Well, it's changed, and we all agree to that. And people stop me on the street, and I'm sure they do you, where they say, what do you think about your business today?
Yes, yes,
I mean,
exactly.
They know that I used to be a daily newscaster in New York for many years.
Yes,
and in some cases, a national exposure. And they ask, well, what do you think of? They always give me a specific. So and so said this, or we saw this on television. What do you think? Would you have done that? You know?
I don't know what to say to them, quite honestly. Obviously, the obvious answer is no. But also understanding the fact I like to keep the balance that they have a right to do that. They have a right to. Matter of fact, I remember an interview with Joan Rivers, rest her soul. When she was on Johnny Carson, they were talking about this because when she started, she had some very racy comedian as a woman. And her and Carson debated and talked about this issue of what's right and what's fair. She says, what I do in a casino, I don't do on this show.
Mm-hmm.
And she drew the line. What I do in a casino at 3 o'clock in the morning in Vegas, I don't do on this show. And that was, and she was absolutely correct.
Of course.
Okay, because she couldn't use the language and she couldn't use the topics that she used. By the way, some of those topics today they do use in prime time.
Well, you know, the individual both performing for an adult audience,
yes,
needs to be aware of where their material is going to be disseminated.
Correct. Correct. And by the way, this also includes the violence that's on it.
Oh.
When my little one is watching, and she's only 8 years old, and all of a sudden we tend to turn away from the television, my wife and I shut it off or turn the sound down, because it's violence. It's absolute pure violence for the sake of violence, okay? And we turn it off,
mm-hmm.
All right? But this is 7 o'clock at night, okay? And that's my point. My point is that should not be. It should not be.
Well, action and violence these days seems to be the carrier of any dramatic story
yes.
that's out there.
Used to be car chases.
Yeah.
Used to be car. Every movie had to have a big car chase.
Or it was a gunfight. It was the Westerns.
In the
OK
Corral. Yes, absolutely. And that's changed. And no one ever saw any blood in those gunfights.
No.
Interesting. Well, Roland, I ranted. I thank you for that. Ladies and gentlemen, Roland gave me the microphone to rant here.
Oh, no. Yeah. What I did do was appreciate your good thinking and good counsel.
Well, I appreciate that.
And I think we'll continue to talk about this because you need to talk about stuff that needs to be changed.
Yes, I agree. Well, let's carry on here.
Okay.
We have more to go. Carl Sabatino with Roland Smith as we continue on with Kevin Wolf, engineer, producer, in the control room, pointing signs at me. Get off the air. It's time for the break. We are back. Please, ladies and gentlemen, if you have a mind, stay with us.
America Weekend.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.